Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the book of Revelation, John has a vision of a great dragon, the ancient enemy, Satan. This demon attempted to make war on the woman clothed with the sun, the mother of the King of Kings. Satan wanted Mary. He wanted to enslave her, as he had enslaved the rest of humanity. He wanted to kill her, as he had killed all her ancestors. But God would not permit it. God kept the woman free from all sin, and so free from the dragon's enslavement. And then God ordained that the woman should be assumed into heaven and should not be subject to the corruption of the dragon's death. What was left then for the dragon to do? The book of Revelation says, "Then the dragon became angry with the woman and went off to wage war on the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commandments and bear witness to Jesus." When the dragon failed at Mary, he came for us. He failed to enslave or kill the woman. He comes at us now, seeking to enslave and kill us, her children. And that's why we end the Our Father saying, "Deliver us from evil." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Deliver us from evil. What does this mean? The Catechism says it plainly. In this petition, evil is not an abstraction, but refers to a person, Satan, the evil one, the angel who opposes God. The force of evil isn't an idea, and Satan isn't a metaphor. He is, according to his natural endowment, the most powerful person ever created. And he has only one goal in life, one obsession, one monomania, one single purpose toward which he strains with every force at his disposal, and that is to attack and violate and torture and mutilate every human being on the planet. On several occasions, Jesus himself calls Satan the Lord of this world, and then he also says that he is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. St. John in the scriptures, writing to the early Christians, warns them that the whole world is in the power of the evil one. Now, that doesn't mean that everything in the world is evil. What it does mean is that Satan can use any part of this world, any member of society, any creature whatsoever, to bring about our eventual and eternal destruction. It is this horrific and tireless enemy that we're asking God to deliver us from. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the rite of baptism, we are asked, as a community, to profess our faith, and we begin by renouncing Satan. The priest says, "Do you reject Satan?" And we all say, "I do." "And all his works?" "I do." "And all his empty promises?" "I do." Because this is how Satan gets us. He makes promises. Completely empty promises. He tells us that a romantic relationship or a sexual experience will make us totally happy, and so it's worth sinning for. He tells us that getting a job or standing up for ourselves or getting attention will make us totally happy, and so it's worth being uncharitable for. And he tells us that free time and personal space and beautiful surroundings will make us totally happy, and it's worth neglecting God and generosity to others for. These are such laughably empty promises. None of these things make us happy. None of these things in themselves even sustain our interest for very long. For sure, none of these things is worth betraying God for, trading our eternal salvation for. So when we say, deliver us from evil, we mean, first of all, deliver us, Lord, from believing Satan's lies. Deliver us from the idols he sets before us. Deliver us from sacrificing you, Lord, for what is incomparably inferior. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Satan doesn't just make empty promises. He also makes war on us by making empty threats. He tells us we can't handle the sacrifices of the gospel. He tells us we won't be able to endure the suffering of following the church teaching. He says, you'd better contracept. You know you can't handle another kid. He says, you better lie about this. You know you won't be able to handle it if people find out. He says, you better keep your money. You know you won't be able to make it financially if you actually give a full tithe. He says, you'd better watch TV or browse social media instead of praying. You know you have to be well informed. And the biggest, most empty threat of all, you'd better have a good time now, because you know death is coming, and that's the end of everything. Well, all these are absurd. The church's teaching is precisely what leads to the greatest peace and happiness in this life. And then it leads to happiness beyond comparison in the next life. Why do we believe the devil's nonsense then? It's totally ridiculous. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Deliver us from giving a moment's consideration to the completely empty threats of the evil one. He lies, and as long as we disbelieve his lies, we will be happy and safe. So, Lord, deliver us from evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The letter to the Hebrews says that Satan is the one with the power over death, that he incites people to sin and then kills them, and he is the Lord of sin and death. But Christ completely used Satan's power against him. When Satan entered the heart of Judas to set Christ's death in motion, Jesus simply rose in his glorified state, showing all of us that we have nothing to fear from death, that death is nothing but the portal to everlasting life, enhanced life, perfect life. Now, Satan tries to terrorize us with death, makes us think that life is ending, so we'd better run around frantically trying to make the most of what we can. But it isn't true. From Easter Sunday to the end of time, Satan is condemned to inflicting death on people and so setting them free from all his threats and temptations. If Satan is the one who is behind all death, then it must be a terrible frustration to him to know that whenever he brings about the death of a Christian, he's actually setting the Christian free from his satanic influence forever. That's got to be really frustrating for the devil. So when we say, Lord, deliver us from evil, we should remember what Teresa of Avila said, that the only way to be fully delivered from evil is by death, which is in fact entrance to new life. Lord, deliver us from evil. You have exploited Satan's malice to achieve victory over the grave in the case of your Son. Do the same for each one of us, we pray. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend
us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I'm not thinking too great today because I've got a terrible head cold, but what did this meditation make you reflect on?
Well, I have been simultaneously reading The Life of Joan of Arc by Mark Twain, which I told you it's now one of my favorite books ever.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic book. And the villain in this true story was a very bad Catholic bishop.
Mm.
And he, I hope, repented through the intercession of Joan of Arc and somehow made it to purgatory. But by all external circumstances, from all his observable conduct, he's a demon straight from hell.
Oh.
And he wanted to inflict the greatest torture upon Joan and put her to death.
That's insane. It's insane to imagine that, how we venerate her in the Catholic Church, how strong her faith was. To hear that within the church is such a wild thought.
And
that's true division.
What's really striking to me is that once she accomplished the divine mission that God gave her, the king, the newly crowned king, Charles VII, said to her, I'll give you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was, in effect, what I want is God, and you can't give that to me.
Mm.
So God, in his providence, allows Satan to use this wicked bishop to really put Joan to the trial and condemn her to death so that God could give her the only reward she wanted. Just him.
Yeah.
But you have to go through death to get that.
I also, in that whole story, I think of, I'm more struck by that idea of, I think we're so focused on do whatever you can by whatever means you can that a lot of people would look at, oh, Joan, like, he would give you whatever you wanted. So think of all the things you could do for the church and all the things you could do for people and all the things you could do. But I feel like the greatest thing you could do right there is show a king that he is not the greatest thing and that the greatest thing is just you receiving God.
This is why Joan is such a fantastic saint.
Yeah.
But the only way God could give her the reward that was due to her, she had to go through death.
Yeah.
But Satan thought he had her.
Mm-hmm.
And she escaped right through to God.
That's incredible.
And what I really, it struck me because she was condemned to death by burning, which is a very fearful thing to think about ahead of time. But when she got to the actual moment, she wasn't afraid. And the fire consumed her really fast.
I laugh at the way you say that.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who go through a lot of drawn out, long-term suffering.
Yeah.
Where they've been through the fire thousand nights over. You asked me what struck me out of this meditation, that the devil thinks he has us, but God is working everything for our victory. That's it. If we just cling to God, he uses everything for our victory. And God was working for Joan's victory every step of the way. But he had to bring her through, literally through the fire.
Mm-hmm. Deliver us.
Deliver us from evil. But it also reminds us that physical suffering and physical death are not the worst evils.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Sin is the worst evil. Separation from God is the worst evil.
Well, thank you for this conversation.
Yeah, you know, I was also thinking, I was like, wow, God, why'd you have to pick like the most painful death to let her go through? I mean, how could you do that?
I don't know. I feel like you got to talk to, I'm thinking like Bartholomew first.
Bartholomew, yeah, flayed alive. Well, but then Jesus said, yeah, I mean, my own death was very pleasant.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you went through it.
I know we can't really say this is a living, but I'm sure most people who have died would say death's not the most pleasant.
It's also not the worst thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your cold gets better.
I'm hoping too.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.